Madam Chair?
Brenda, yes?
If the chair needs to hear more about this, then we should limit it to whether it's in order or not. I mean, I'd like to talk about the motion itself if it's in order, but I'm not going to do that until a point of order gets ruled on. That's the way it should work. So we really need at some point for the chair to rule this in order or out of order, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that there's nothing out of order about this resolution.
I think there's a great deal out of order with the resolution. The chair will need to rule.
Well, we have very strong opinions on one side and strong opinions on the opposite side. And we have some opinions where parts of it sounds good and some of it is and some are not practical, maybe. I think I'm trying to paraphrase. It's not my opinion, but anyone else I would like to hear if you have some opinion?
I had a couple of comments. This is Tony.
Tony, yes, please.
Yeah, clearly listening to it, there may be some issues whether or not it violates the bylaws or not, but I don't think that in and of itself makes it out of order. I think that's more of a technicality. So I think it is something the committee can review.
Oh, please don't interrupt.
Just my
Tony
opinion.
Finish.
I don't think that that's an appropriate procedural parliamentary procedures to rule it out of order, because I think the committee need to review it, and we could send it on maybe with saying that some parts of it we believe is inconsistent with the bylaws, but I do not think the entire recommendation itself is completely out of order. So I wouldn't vote to rule it out of order.
Okay. All right.
Mrs. Tracy, whenever you're going back around the stack, if you are.
Okay, yes. Brenda, anyone else? Is Marcel on? She might have had to leave. Okay.
This is Gail.
Yes, Gail, go ahead.
I would just say that I agree with Tony that we all know that this has been an ongoing problem, and I can certainly say that we've been seeing it. And that there does need to be attention paid. And if there are problems with the way it's written now or whatever, definitely that needs to be addressed, dealt with, but it shouldn't be thrown out. I mean, this has been ongoing, and it's very much time to deal with it. I'm done.
Okay. I think we need to think about this a little longer. And express ourselves in the email a little bit more.
Are you moving to postpone consideration?
Sounds
like you are.
Yeah, it does. Well, there are a lot of people that are missing here, but it is a big step, and if we could, along the way, the positive points are to have more collaboration with LSB, a little more discussion. That I think all of us, right, would like to see. Yes. Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and move to postpone consideration until the next meeting.
How does everybody else think? Is that a good proposal there? To
our poll would like a ruling from the chair, but I don't know, whatever, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, our poll, we can do that, but, you know, a lot of it, we have Kathy, a lot of other people, not too many, John, Kevin, Kathy, and...
this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, it probably makes sense. There's so many questions about it. I probably make sense to postpone it and think about it more.
Okay, and I thank you very much for everyone's opinion. Is it all right, R. Paul, if we postpone this and can we could I leave it on the table and look, maybe we can clean it up a little or develop something from it a little bit?
I think that if no one objects to the postponement, probably R. Paul will withdraw the point of order.
Okay.
Oh,
Well, don't
right?
support him.
I think I would leave the point of order just laying there. And
okay.
If we're going to move on to other things, we can move on to other things.
Okay. So. Thank you. Thank you.
That works. Whatever that was.
All right. I appreciate everyone's back. Okay, number two. I'm looking for my notes. Where did I go? Number two was, yes. Now, this is something I threw out of my head because a lot of programmers had asked me and suggested they wish they had their own council and their own.
Well, next item on the agenda is
was it?
Floral clues.
The what?
The next item on the agenda deals with the quorum issues.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, on the agenda.
I thought.
Well, I have number two as rule to require a manager to provide any documents regarding finance and operations.
No, I was the one who proposed the reordering of the agenda, and the next item has to do with the quorum blues. And then from that point on, we pick up the other items in the agenda in the order in which they are.
Okay, I don't mind. Let's get to anything. All right, let's just do the no quorum blues. Okay. Yes. I think some of you have been in governance before, and did you attack this problem, and you got some good points on how we can do this?
Madam Chair?
Yes, yes.
This
is Bob, right?
So this is our Paul.
Oh, this is our Paul. Okay, it's our Paul.
Well, all of these concatenated quorum issues here, somebody mentioned before, okay, about people... about a committee not getting a quorum, and the way somebody put it was people are automatically excused. The way that works is there are penalties for missing too many meetings in a row everywhere, all over the place.
Missing what kind of meeting? Quorum meetings or non-quorum?
Whatever meetings. However, if you don't get a quorum, it's not a meeting. So the issue there is... If a committee or an LSB or whatever body in Pacifica calls a meeting and less than a quorum shows up, you can't excuse anybody because there's nothing to excuse from. If one of these bodies has 10 meetings in a row and doesn't get a quorum, nobody has ever missed a single meeting. And maybe somebody might want to make a motion regarding that, but that would really that would be a PNB thing, and that would have to be really looked at because sometimes it can get wacky if you do that. And it, under Roberts, it is considered rather unfair to try and have people listed as missing a meeting when it wasn't really a meeting. The real issue is to step back and say we need to make it so that people get to the meetings. I think somebody said something about this. I'm remembering what people just said. Years ago, we addressed some of these issues, especially the excused absences from these PNB committees. And I think it was 20-4 or 20-5 when the PNB voted that you don't get excused absences from these meetings. So that if you miss, I think it's two or three in a row of these types of meetings, of these PNB teleconference meetings. If you miss two or three in a row, you're off the committee, and there isn't an excused thing there. I think that I'm reading all these things put together here. That's basically it in terms of people missing meetings, even if they aren't meetings. The other thing is redoing a committee. I think that might be a good idea if a PNB committee is unable to get a quorum. Apparently last year, this very committee was unable to get quorums for just about the entire year. If you look at the mailing list, you can see a few emails back and forth, and you'll notice they didn't have meetings. And at that point, I think it probably would be a good idea to have the PNB bring this up. If a committee meets X number of times, can't get a quorum, reorganize that committee in some way. So that would probably be a good idea. Other things, I'm not sure what some of these other issues are. Okay.
Anyone else?
Yeah,
Bob. Okay, Bob. And then who was the next person?
Sasha.
Sasha, okay. Bob, please.
Okay. The history R. Paul gave is correct, but let me add that there's another important piece of history that bears on this, is that when there was a problem, I was on the governance committee, I forget what year, maybe 05 or 06, there was a problem of, you know, absences and not making quorum. And so the committee adopted recommended a motion, which was adopted by the PNB, that said that because the bylaws say that either the bylaws or the PNB had said that had ruled that there that after three absences you're removed from the committee, and so the new added feature of that was to say when two consecutive absences have occurred, the chair of the committee involved should telephone the member who's been absent and alert them that if they miss a third meeting, they'll be put off the committee. And because before it was just kind of left to email, and sometimes the email didn't get through or whatever, and the person didn't even actually know. They didn't realize that they were on the verge of being thrown off the committee. Perhaps there were cases where people said, I never even got any notices that there were meetings of the committee.
Oh.
So the point is, the use of the old-fashioned telephone could make a real difference here. I'm not saying this is the cure-all, because clearly there's some people that just are not going to attend for whatever reason. But at least if committees went back to really rigorously practicing that, because it also gives you a chance to have a conversation with the person, maybe, you know, inform them what the committee's been doing. Maybe that would motivate them more to come to meetings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just, you know, encourage people to reinvigorate that practice and reach out to these people after their second absence, and the committee chair should. That's it.
Oh, that's good. Whoever is washing dishes or something, can they put it on mute? Anybody washing dishes, could you put it on mute, please? #1. Okay, go ahead, Sasha.
Yes. You know, I agree. I think everything that's been said so far is fine. I would like to suggest a practical solution. One of the things that was mentioned was that... you know, last year and even this year, I understand there were some problems. And if you don't have a quorum, you can't elect a chair. Therefore, there is nobody, there is no chair to make those phone calls or do whatever, you know. And I think it almost needs some sort of a rule that if there is no quorum, someone should be designated to take down at least the attendance. And if there is no quorum of a committee three times in a row, and I would say maybe even twice in a row, that committees, you know, that new people have to be elected on the LSB and PNB level to that committee, you know, immediately at the next meeting, and that those people who are reelected cannot include the people who were missing from the meeting at the beginning, because there's no point in somebody being reelected if they show up, whether it be two times or three times. And I'd like to propose something of that sort. And in fact, I'll put it in a resolution form in a moment, but I wanted to also say one other thing. I think we should really have some discussion about how to get people to a meeting to begin with. So, you know, if you have a chair, such as myself, who cannot get emails even though I seem to be on the list, it would seem to me that one of the things we would do is try using a different email of mine and putting me on a committee. You know, getting the agendas out to people, getting meeting notices out to people, sort of immediately after, you know, we've just had a meeting, we've set the next day. There are people who are missing. There are people who are maybe in positions where they couldn't write it down. So if tomorrow an email went out to all the committee members saying the next meeting is thus and such, and then other reminders beforehand, I think that would go a long way to getting people meeting. You know, I think we really have to look at this as a practical thing. It doesn't need to be a good
Sorry, Tasha, you're breaking up.
Yeah, there's somebody making a lot of noise again.
Okay, everybody, get your ears away from the phone. I'm going to make a loud voice. Somebody, please put it on mute. Who's washing things, please? Okay. Next, Tasha.
Anyway, I'd like to put forward a resolution that we can discuss. I mean, clearly I haven't thought about this, you know, it's not well thought through. But that, you know, the language maybe need to be fixed. But basically that if a committee cannot meet twice in a row because of a lack of quorum, someone attending should be designated to put together an attendance roll, and that all LSBs should be immediately advised that they need to elect new people to that committee, and those people cannot include people who have missed the two meetings in a row. They have to be other people.
Okay, that's a starter. Anyone else? Oh, are you finished, Sasha?
I'm finished.
Okay. Anyone else want to comment on this or improve it? Or?
Well, go ahead. And then Bob after R. Paul.
Okay. R. Paul, please.
Yeah. I think we can't tell the LSB whom they're allowed to elect. I mean, wow, I could see people objecting to that. You know, the PNB is now telling us whom we can't elect. I've seen people actually miss their, I think it's three meetings in a row and be off committees, and the same people get reelected. In some cases, let's say, you know, there's a meeting where people are saying, oh, please, will somebody please agree to be on this committee? And somebody says, oh, right, I'll do it. And it's like that. I mean, the PNB committees are important, but not everybody agrees that they're important. And at the LSB level, I have seen and have heard of situations where, you know, if they can get somebody on there at all, that's it. And to tell them that I don't know that we can, that the PNB, well, I suppose the PNB could tell them you're not allowed to elect those people, but it would be sort of suicidal for the committees because I don't think that would go well there. But
can I respond?
I would say that maybe cut out the part about the LSBs aren't allowed to put the same person on, and you could have something like this. But I think putting in that the LSBs can't have the old people revoted on would either kill this thing at the PNB, or there would be a lot of noncompliance.
All right, are you finished, Paul?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, could I just quickly respond? No,
Bob's on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just.
Are you leaving? Bob? Is Bob there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob. Is it okay? Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think R. Paul's last point is worth considering, that it's not really a good idea for the PNB to dictate who can't be elected from the LSB, but I think, you know, that there certainly could be extenuating circumstances. People can go through periods of illness or family stress or whatever, and then come out of those periods and be able to attend meetings again. So it's not a given that just because somebody, had to miss three meetings in a row that therefore they'll always miss meetings. So I don't think that's the answer, but, you know, maybe we should look at some sort of solution. The only thing to keep in mind is that since the bylaws only put people off a committee after three absences, I don't think we could recommend anything that involves action after only two absences. So I just think it has to keep in mind that minimum standard. The issue of reporting who's absent, that I think is interesting. That might be worth doing because that doesn't necessarily bring punitive action with it, but it's just, it educates everyone around the network that, you know, here's the people who attended last time, you know, last week or wherever it was, and here's the ones who didn't, and people can, you know, it might be a flag for people on an LSB to, if they see a colleague's name who is not attending, they might call them up and say, hey, I noticed you missed two meetings in a row. What is something going on? Are you okay? Do you no longer want to be on this committee? So, you know, just getting the information around might be worth considering. I don't know. I'd have to think about it more. But anyway, that's it.
Well, I think we – well, I'm not supposed to say that, right, as chair.
The chair can speak in a committee.
I agree with some of the things. I wanted to make some suggestions, and that's why I wanted to respond. It wasn't
okay.
You know, in the
this
course
is Sasha
of,
talking?
Yeah, Sasha. Uh-huh.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
If I may. I would agree. I think, first of all, I think that it has to be free. I think that also, obviously, people can have excused absences, whether a meeting, you know, happens or not. If somebody has emailed in and said, you know, I can't make that meeting tomorrow because, then that would just be considered an excused absence. That would not be considered somebody who's just not attending the meeting, you know, as one would. The reason I suggest that will not be allowed to be reelected because I think it's kind of pointless. You know, and I understand what you're saying about the LSBs. You know, we all have our rights, and we're going to stand for them, whether we, you know, take responsibility for our rights or not. And I think this is an area of responsibility. I think it is, you know, really extremely irresponsible to get on a committee or take any kind of a position if you feel you can't do it. You say, hey, folks, I can't. I'm out of here. Or I'm ill, and I'm not going to be able to attend the next 2 or 3 months. And that's perfectly understandable. But I think it's just foolhardy to re-elect people repeatedly who don't attend committee meetings. It's just asking for trouble. The other thing I would suggest is, you know, we have 15 people on this committee. That's an awful lot of people. Maybe if we, you know, it might be easier to get people on committees if all the committees weren't so huge that people had to be on, you know, they're on the LSB and then they have to be on several LSB committees and they have to be on several PNB meetings, and it kind of, not everybody wants to, you know, dedicate 7 or 8 days, nights, you know, a month to Pacifica in meetings. So that's all I have to say about that.
Nancy?
Yes. This is Tracy.
Hi, Gail again.
Yes. This is Tracy?
No, Gail.
Gail. Okay, Gail, please.
Okay. I'm just, you know, as I listen to all the conversation, not only on this issue, but the previous one that we were talking about, I understand concerns about, you know, the whys and wherefores of why people do or don't do things. But I think that that's why we're talking about it at this late date, considering. Well, this committee itself is a perfect example. Someone mentioned earlier that there were very few meetings last year, and the ones that we had didn't produce anything. And it wasn't always because of a person being sick or having a conflict. I personally believe some of it was just not wanting to deal with a lot of the back and forth that went on and the sense of not knowing or feeling that you weren't going to be able to move forward because of the way the meetings were conducted. But that is why it has to be dealt with now. If we're going to make any moves forward, whatever is going to be suggested is not necessarily going to meet with everyone's approval, but we do need to work at bringing these issues up and pushing to have a conversation about them and hopefully some resolution. I'm done.
Thank you, Gail. Okay, Tony, anyone else want to weigh in? Brenda? They might have gone. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, I agree. We should take a roll call at least, even if there's no quorum, and write down no quorum. And sometimes a very interesting discussion comes about, and good ideas, and maybe small notes of the discussion. If the chair wants to do that, that would be some record there of some good ideas. And yes, I hate to say, I don't think, if you look at it positively, I think that's a good point. And to see who's showing up and can, you know, able to and does show up. I had trouble in local governance, and we have some members that did not want to get off of the committee, so they kept the quorum high and did not want to come. So it's very frustrating. But yeah, I can't really, you know, control, and it's really not good to try to control people's, and if they're going to do that, that's their privilege, and it's really not good to tell LSBs how to vote. You know, maybe one person may suddenly be voted on again, that although he wasn't able to come. Yeah, why don't we do that? I think it's Robert's Rule of Order to go ahead and take a roll call and minutes, even though there was no quorum, and to put on the bottom, no quorum met. I think that is in Robert's Rule, isn't it?
Actually, the only thing you can really, really do with a non-quorum meeting is to adjourn it to another time. Now, you can take a risk and start passing motions and hope it all gets ratified by another future meeting. But that's dicey and can get into trouble. But the real problem, if I may speak a second, the real problem is that, as has been pointed out, this can be a hell of a workload, some of this governance stuff. And some people go right to it, and some people have some approach avoidance issues with these things. And so that is the real problem, making it so people will come to the meetings. And that's where it has to be addressed. Let me point out, somebody said something that I think needs to be clarified. Again, there are no excused absences in these PNB committees. This committee went over that years ago. And Ambrose Lane Sr., I remember, was chairing the PNB at that point, and we even got the motion. If people look in the Yahoo email on the website there, they can go back, and I think we posted the Ambrose Lane chair thing of where the PNB voted. Yeah, there are no excused absences. I think that's probably up on there somewhere. But the core issue is making it so people will indeed show up. Because if you look at Roberts, a lot of it is about the rights of the minority and the rights of the majority and how this all works. And if you were to actually allow official meetings without a quorum, you start getting into trouble. Because then if you don't have a quorum requirement, that means you can have more than one committee meeting at a time. Especially if you get people saying, "We're the real committee, you're fake," and the other one says the opposite, and you have fights that never end. So the real thing here is to make it so people will come to the committees, and maybe we need to make it so all of the LSBs take these committees seriously, because from looking at what happened last year and looking at the six governance committees I was on, if it's taken seriously, everybody shows up. If it's not, it sort of disintegrates the way it appears to have done last year. So I think the thing is, the PNB may need to, like, really tell the LSBs, these committees are serious things, and please send in people who will go to them. And I don't know. In the end, people have to show up. That's it.
So you're against any kind of discussion points or notes? I mean, I would not want to do any motions or any passing of resolutions with no quorum, but since everybody's together, that was able to. Sometimes good discussion comes out, and some learning education comes out. You would be against just notation notes?
Well, okay. In terms of attendance, that's a good idea. We should plaster attendance up on, you know, wherever we can. In terms of doing business, we're supposed to be doing this publicly, as we're doing now. People can listen to us having this conversation, and they say, we are listening to the governance committee and what it's talking about. If especially now that there's apparently a rule which is either from the PNB or from the technical people saying that if you don't get a quorum, you're not going to be put on the stream, at that point, you wouldn't be able to do it publicly. And that's a really important thing, both for CPB and FCC. It's not just the bylaws. The bylaws say we have to do our stuff publicly, except for executive sessions and all that. We have to do our stuff publicly because the bylaws want to be in compliance with the laws. So if, for instance, we had less than a quorum and we couldn't go on the stream, but we stayed on the teleconference and started discussing what to do, that's really a bylaws violation and maybe even a violation of the CPB and FCC rules. So that would be a dicey thing to do.
You really think so? I'm sorry. I never thought. I thought, well, if people are together and connected with technology, they have some time and they're not going to be on stream, so it's an informal a chance to learn about each other's station, or something positive could come out of it, and that would be, you think, against CPB rules?
If people want to talk to each other and just, you know, say this is how our LSB works, they can do that, I suppose, but somebody coming up, you know, I move to do X.
No. Yeah, without quorum, you cannot do any lawmaking or legislation. That's not where I'm coming from.
However, if you were to say, well, at the next meeting, I'd like to propose a motion to do X, and then you start discussing it, you're really doing your business right there. You're discussing the motion, you're debating the motion, and you're not doing it where people can see it.
Yes, Gail, is that Gail? Is that who's that?
Sasha.
Sasha.
I'd like
okay.
to ask you a question. So then do you think that LSB meetings are forbidden to after an LSB meeting or before an LSB meeting get together and talk? Because
it's freedom of speech.
It's really no different. I mean, you know, I think what Nancy is suggesting is, you know, like last month there were a number of us who were, you know, on the phone call for, I think, about an hour, hoping because we had various reports of people going to show up, and we were hoping, and we kept it going for a really long time. And I don't see what would be wrong with us, you know, as we're filling time talking about, you know, I was thinking of this thing about, you know, that we're not getting people coming to a quorum. Maybe we ought to have smaller committees. What would be wrong with my saying that and somebody else saying, well, I don't think that's a good idea, Sasha, because, or the bylaws call for the committees being this size. And are having a conversation, at least we're getting further educated about what it is that we're supposed to be doing, and it would be something that would come up. Do you think this would be against CPB rules? Because it would be no different than if we did this in person and we all said, well, let's adjourn to the local bar and have a beer.
No, but if people were, listeners were listening, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We'll be listening. It's not on the stream.
That's right. But I mean, if we had, if at the chair's discretion, at the whoever those together speaking discretion, shall we make notes of this, these ideas that we discussed? Just notes of discussion, not, oh, we're going to move for that or this, or we're going to make this or resolute for that. No, just, maybe we need to think about this more, but I think it's nice because then people would see the minutes and they would see that written that, oh, they did not make quorum, but they did do something.
I don't think those should be written as minutes per se.
Uh-huh.
I think that, let's say we had a discussion, you know, about lack of quorum and there wasn't any quorum, but we started talking about it. And I decided to take some notes, and you decided to take some notes and things that you heard that were interesting points for when we do actually have a meeting. And then at least you have notes to refer to. You know, somebody said, I don't remember, but I thought it was really good. What about this? you know, I don't think we're going to put minutes together because that's more of an official standing, and a committee without a quorum doesn't have that. But I don't see any problem in our talking about issues that might be before the committee or should be before the committee and ideas that we have, as we're killing time hoping some of the people get on the line so we have a quorum and can meet.
Let me make it sort of clear. I am not a lawyer, and I am not going to be able to come up, I think, with a really bright line definition of exactly what to say. It does get a little bit murky. Now, obviously, if you're not having a quorum and people are saying, gee, we need to get quorums, blah, 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 and complaining, well, that's just complaining and grousing, and that's perfectly fine. If somebody then says, well, I'm going to make a motion that blah, 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 and then people start debating it, well, the person could say, I'm going to make a motion the next time that blah, blah, blah. At that point, that's nice. But if people then start debating and amending, you know, and starting to work up this motion on a on the non-stream, you know, it's questionable at that point. That becomes questionable. Again, it may not be a super bright line. As for people going and having beers after a meeting and discussing it, well, of course you can discuss what's already happened in public. Everybody
when the meeting was in person and we didn't have a quorum, we said, let's give up waiting. Anybody want to go have a beer? And we walked, you know, and we started talking about the governance committee and what we hoped to do with the governance committee. I mean,
that's not a problem because you're going off somewhere to have a beer. However, if you did have a quorum doing that, then that would be a problem.
Well, we're going off stream here, and we all need a beer after these meetings, or during these. The nice thing is we can have a beer during these meetings.
I would move that we have beer during these meetings, but I can't have any, so there you go. We're going to have a special attachment to our phones. It might improve the meetings. It would improve the quorum. We get a quorum then if we offered beer at the meetings. Maybe we should make that.
Right.
No, we're going other place.
Yes, I know.
Okay, we do have a consensus. I think that we could think about the possibility of writing down minutes of a non-quorum meeting, like the roll call, who came, and no quorum was written, and. Date of next meeting. Is that what happened last time? I'm so sorry, I missed that. It was technical difficulties. We had lightning and thunder, first big rainstorm since end of February, I think. I could hear little peeps of some of your voices, but I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Nobody could hear me. Yeah, the last meeting. Who came, by the way? If we write something, I'd like to write say who came. Marcel was there. Bob, right? Sasha. Who else?
Nancy, I can't answer that question. This is Gail, but I'm going to have to beg off now.
Okay, Gail. Yes. Did you want to say something before you leave?
No. Just I guess I'll hear. I'll be with you on the 1st of November.
Okay. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
I have attending the last meeting with Mal Bernstein, Sasha Futron, Bob Litterer, R. Paul Martin, Marcel Reed, and Tracy Rosenberg.
Okay. The last one, Tracy, R. Paul Martin, Mal, and Bob Litterer, and Sasha, and who? Somebody I missed. Marcel.
Mal Bernstein,
that's six,
Futran, Letterer, Martin, Reed, and Rosenberg.
Okay, that's six.
Yeah, there was six at the last meeting. Yeah.
Well, I tried. I mean, I got Mother in the car, and we went to the station to use the phone at the station. Everybody was gone.
we know that you tried. And, you know, it's not to say, I mean, there can be people who can't come to four meetings in a row, and it's because of certain personal situation, and yet, you know, they would like to be on that committee. They'd be valuable on that committee. I'm not even suggesting that anything be done about that. I'm just trying to, you know, what I was trying to suggest here was just trying to be pragmatic. I find that actually the very first KPFA board meeting I ever attended, I went actually to speak on some behalf of something that someone asked me to speak on, and I actually did not open my mouth and speak in public comment time, because they spent, I kid you not, 6 hours at KPFA, and they could not approve the agenda, and they finally had to allow for public comment, and that was the end of the meeting. And it was all a game of Robert's Rules. I really find us very, very hung up on Robert's Rules, and they're used kind of loosely. And yes, I'm not suggesting that we do things outside of Robert's Rules, but I am suggesting that we have to start. We have a failing network here. A lot of the stations are in trouble. We're on the edge financially. We really can't afford this kind of nonsense. That's where I'm coming from on this. And I happen to think, especially in these times, Pacifica and its stations and its affiliates that use our programming, so we're talking about hundreds of stations across the country, and lots of people would really be missing something if this goes under. So we really don't have the time to do all this foolishness to be engaging.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I think, you know, we've lost some people, and we've been on the phone for 2 hours, so I'd like to move to adjourn.
Yes, I agree. Yep. I'm sorry. I think it's better when we do 1 hour meeting and come prepared to not to spend a lot of time on making the agenda and concentrated full pack. So we will meet again at November the 1st. The Tuesday, the first day of November. That's 2 days before election. See you on the listserv.
You might ask if there's any objection to adjournment.
Oh, I have to ask, yes. Is there any objection to adjournment?
No objection.
No. And I want to thank everybody. Thank everyone, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.